Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. At Basic Gospel, we're live right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the tough issues of real life, use our new call-in number. That's 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. That's 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about depression and anxiety and fear and anger and all of those emotions that we experience as human beings. And none of us like those things, and we would love to break free, to break out of those emotions, but how do we do that? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today, and we've developed a chart. It's something that's been a part of our ministry for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, our radio broadcast started back in 1985, and it was based on some of the information we're going to be sharing with you today and the rest of this week. But all of us, life happens.
Yep.
Jesus said that. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. That's just life. No one escapes it. No one kind of sails through life unscathed by adverse circumstances. We're going to have financial issues. We're going to have marital issues. There's going to be natural disasters. There's going to be death. There's going to be illness. There's going to be insults. There's going to be rejections. There's going to be injuries. That's just life.
Yes, it is.
You slice it any way you want. Those are the things that you see. Well, all of those are very difficult issues, and that's going to bring to each and every one of us a measure of disappointment. We're disappointed that life didn't work out better for us, or at least at this given moment in time. And in that, there can develop some fear. And from that fear, we're going to react or we're going to respond. And if we react, we're going to go down a worldly, secular pathway. This reaction is going to bring about some worldly thinking, things like unrealistic expectations or misplaced dependencies. That's how most of us think. We have unrealistic expectations about life. You know, our kids are going to be perfect. They're never going to sin. They're never going to get in trouble. Well, what's going to happen the first time they get in trouble? Because they will get in trouble. Well, your expectations are just dashed, and that's going to make you angry. You know, that everybody's going to like you. That's an unrealistic expectation. And then you're going to meet some folks that don't like you. You know, you grow up in a Democratic home, and then you meet some Republicans, and you find out, hey, they don't like you. And the reverse is true. And it's like, why is this? Why is this happening like that? So that's unrealistic expectations. And then we have misplaced dependencies. We depend upon people, places, and things to bring us meaning and purpose to life. Well, none of those things can bring us meaning and purpose to life. Many people go into marriage with a misplaced dependency upon their mate. My mate is there to make me happy. My mate is to make me feel fulfilled in life. Well, they just can't do that. They're not equipped for that. As a matter of fact, you're putting them in a position that they're not able to fill. But we have those types of misplaced dependencies. And when life doesn't work out for us, that's when we start experiencing anger, fear, and anger. And if we let that anger go on long enough, we're going to drift down into self-pity. If we let self-pity linger for a period of time, we're going to go down into depression, and eventually into despair. It's a horrible cycle.
Yeah.
But it's where so many people live today. The question is, how do you break out? And that's where the renewing of the mind process comes into play. There is no magic wand to break free from emotional baggage. We can't let go of it apart from the renewing of the mind process. And what's this renewing of the mind process going to deal with? Those unrealistic expectations and those misplaced dependencies that we have in life. Right. We're going to start seeing truth and we're going to start having our mind develop some realistic expectations based on the Word of God. We're going to have proper dependence upon Jesus Christ, and that will enable us to see the world and people and places and things in their right light.
Yeah.
So if you want to break out of that emotional bondage, the renewing of the mind process is what you need to engage in. And it starts with a simple attitude of thanksgiving. Lord, I've made a mess of things. Life is a mess for me. But you're bigger than all of that. And so today I'm going to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you love me and that you're working together with all of these things and going to turn that out for my good. I'm going to trust you and thank you for that. And as you start thanking the Lord, you're going to see the peace of God entering into your heart in a very special way.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel. And Bob, I think this is really a good time to get into the discussion of these particular issues, because as you well know, over time, we have seen that the holiday season, beginning Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, is the time that people enter into a lot of depression, loneliness, and despair, and just that whole gamut. So great opportunity to discuss these things on today's broadcast, on an ensuing broadcast here at Basic Gospel. That phone number, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Let me do that one more time, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open. We await your calls. If you have something you'd like to discuss, this is a good opportunity. The lines are yours right now if you call quickly. Well, a question from Phil, who writes to us from Tempe, Arizona, says, in the Bible it says no one has seen God, but Jesus, of course, claimed that he was equal to the Father, so the followers literally saw him. Help me understand if I'm missing something here.
Well, God became human in the person of Jesus Christ. I mean, God himself is spirit. We oftentimes picture God as this old gentleman with white hair and white flowing robes and that sort of thing. We make him out to be like one of us, but just a little better than we are. But that's not God. God is spirit, and we can't see spirit. That's why faith is so important, isn't it, Richard? Because we have to believe things that we cannot see. Mm-hmm. And the existence of God is one of those things. We cannot see God. We cannot see his spirit. But God, the Father, has made himself known in the person of Jesus Christ. He put upon himself human flesh and became one of us. So in Jesus, we see a person that is both fully God and fully man. That's a mystery, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's very hard for our minds to wrap themselves around that truth, but that's truth. So in the face of Jesus Christ, we can see what God is like. We're still not seeing God the Father, but we're seeing his exact representation in Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
There's some fabulous verses. I think there's one in Hebrews chapter 1 that talks about that. Also in Colossians chapter 1, mm-hmm. where it talks about Jesus Christ being the exact representation of God the Father.
Philippians 2 as well.
Yes.
It's just powerful, powerful stuff.
Yes, indeed.
Well, plenty of open lines, and again, 1-8, I'm sorry, went back to our old number there, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC, or 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We want to hear from you.
Well, thanks. Let's go to Tim listening to us in Virginia. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I had a question for you. I've been suffering with depression for almost 2 years now.
Tim, let me stop you right there just for a second. If you could turn your radio down in the background, we're getting some loop there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, I've been suffering from depression for almost 2 years. I have bipolar disorder and depressants haven't worked for me. And currently going through TMS treatment to try to break the depression. But my question is, I know I have a chemical imbalance, but is it a spiritual matter? Is it a chemical imbalance, or is it a culmination of both?
Well, Tim, you raise a very important question.
Yes.
We are, you know, as human beings, we're made up of body, soul, and spirit. That's the whole man. We like to separate each of these different levels of humanity and try to treat them separately. But that's not how it works. Whatever's happening to us spiritually is going to affect us soulishly and bodily. If we feel the weight of condemnation on your shoulders, you feel like you've disappointed God, that he's mad at you, that punishment is on its way toward you, you're going to feel guilty. You're going to feel fearful. And that's eventually going to show up in this body of yours, chemical imbalances and all those sort of things. Perfect example of that, Tim, is if you're walking along a dark or a dimly lit road and something jumps out as you're walking, it's going to scare you. It's going to scare you to death. Well, your body is going to respond, and it's going to start secreting adrenaline. And that's going to enable you to flee and to get away from that dangerous situation. So what has happened to you shows up in your body. So we go through adverse circumstances in life, Tim, and we react, we respond to those adverse circumstances. If we react in a negative way, and we start experiencing anger and fear and self-pity and all of those sort of things, that's going to show up on a physical level as well. That's just the way it is. Now, there are medications out there that can help the body get back into check, that can bring those chemicals back into balance. But ultimately, the solution is truth. Truth is what's going to set you free. So as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, it's that renewing of the mind process. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not a magic wand that we wave and, you know, everything is A-okay. It's a process of renewing that mind, enabling you to think the thoughts of God and to make choices based on the thoughts of God. That's what this renewing of the mind is all about, Tim. So if you are under a doctor's care, you stay under that doctor's care. You let him treat you. But more importantly, somehow get yourself involved in the Word of God and let this truth start renewing that mind of yours. Does that make sense to you, Tim?
That makes perfect sense.
Well, go ahead.
I thank you very much for that information and advice.
Well, you are so welcome. Let me do this, Tim. You know, based on kind of your thinking, what are some of the things that plague you? I know you've been diagnosed with bipolar, but what are some of the emotions, some of the things that you know, really get you down? Is it guilt? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it just isolation, loneliness? What is it that you would point to and say, that's where I'm really struggling?
All five of the things you just mentioned. I'm on disability for bipolar disorder, so I'm home alone all day and isolated. Fear, shame, anxiety, guilt.
Well, Tim, do you know Jesus? Have you come to Christ by faith? And
yes, I have.
Know that you're born again. So, if that's the case, then Jesus Christ has come to live inside of you. And so you may be isolated from other humans, but Jesus is right there with you. And his presence can give you some courage to take those steps of faith and get into the Word of God that you need. Here's a great verse. I just read it this morning. It's in the book of Joshua, Old Testament passage. But Joshua is about to take over as leader of the people of Israel. Moses has died, and you know they're on the east side of the Jordan River, and they're supposed to go across and take control of that land. Well, Joshua is named the leader, and God said, I want you to be of courage. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So the fact that Joshua could be strong and courageous stemmed from the truth that God was with him. So, Tim, right where you are, right now, God is with you in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has come to take up residence in you. And his presence right there with you all the time is the very thing that can give you the courage and the strength to take the steps necessary to get your mind renewed.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Tim, let me put you on hold, and we're going to send you some resources that I think will be very helpful. We have a CD series called The Breakout, and it looks at this chart that we've just gone over here at the beginning of the broadcast and gives some very practical helps on kind of breaking out of those damaging emotions. So I want to send that to you, our compliments. And once you listen through it, I want you to call us back, okay?
Okay.
Well, you hold the line, Tim, and we'll get that information to you, and we sure appreciate your call.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
A reminder to our listeners, Bob and Richard, that we have many resources at our online store that might help you in some issue you particularly or might possibly be experiencing right now. If you'd like to go there, you'll find it at store.basicgospel.net. We encourage you to go there and poke around and just see what's there, because there are a lot of materials there to aid you toward spiritual growth and maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that's store.basicgospel.net. And again, time on the clock, open lines, 844-32-BASIC. That's the number, 844-32-BASIC.
Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with Mary Jo, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was listening to the faith tapes, but I had trouble understanding Richard in the third one. I couldn't make out the words, but the first of it was great. I just loved it. The presentation, the origin, and I'll finish it up and we'll see what happens. But I had a friend said she didn't like this person, and the only thing, I didn't tell her this, but this verse came to mind: love for the day is near. And I think, well, I've got people that I don't like either. How can you like or love somebody? And the Lord, I think the Lord wants us to love everybody, doesn't he?
Well, he talks about not only loving those within the household of faith, but loving those outside as well, to love your enemies. Like is a totally different word. Like is an emotional type of thing. It's an affection that we might have toward somebody else. But love is an action. Love is actually a verb. Mary Jo, when you read the definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, all of those words, we have a little problem in our English language because we don't really know how to adequately translate those words that were used in the Greek language. But in the Greek language, they're all present active verbs. So it's basically saying God is long suffering. He is suffering long with you. That God is acting kindly towards you, doing something that's going to benefit you. That's what love is. Love is an action. So as we respond to the love of God in our lives, we can choose to love others. We can choose to be patient with others. We can choose to be kind with others. We can choose to rejoice with truth with others. That's how we love. And in choosing to do that, then the like part can come into play kind of on the coattails. So when we choose to love by the power of the Holy Spirit, then we can see that our affections, our likings, will follow suit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be perfect all the time. You're going to blow it sometimes in the flesh. And then you get down and upset, and then you think, well, they're going to take revenge and all this stuff.
Well, that gets back to right back to where we were earlier. I think a lot of Christians have an unrealistic expectation that when they come to Christ, that everything is going to be okay, that it's just going to be smooth sailing from that point forward. They're never going to be tempted. They're never going to give in to temptation. They're just never going to sin. Well, that's just not reality. That is totally unrealistic. We are going to blow it. We are going to give in to the flesh. But that doesn't change what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. He still has taken away our sins. He still has redeemed us. He still has declared us righteous in his sight. He has still come to live inside of us with the promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So when we blow it, we can trust the Lord to pick us up, dust us off, and get us moving back down that down the right path again. And if we need to go to somebody that we've hurt and to be reconciled to that person, we can trust the Lord to lead us to do so.
Mm-hmm. What does forsaken mean? Well, let's see. He'll never leave. He'll never forsake. What does forsake mean?
Basically to kind of walk away, to turn, turn your
abandon
back.
You.
Yes. And God's never going to do that. He's never going to abandon you. You know, there's plenty of people that we still hang around, but we kind of abandon them in our minds. We don't really want anything to do with them. We don't want to deal with their issues or those sort of things. God's not like that. He's sticking to us, sticking with us through thick and thin. Well, Mary Jo, we sure appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Well, thanks. I was going to get off. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're just about out of time. I don't know if we have time for one more quick question. This is from Mike. It says, just found your radio program last week on KFIU Sacramento and enjoyed it. Would like to know if we believe and teach that Jesus has saved the world or will save only those who believe.
Well, his intention is for the world, but salvation is by grace through faith.
Yes.
So God's grace is available to all. Jesus shed his blood for all. But faith, you know, there's only going to be a few that respond by faith. I mean, there's going to be a lot that respond by faith, but not everybody's going to respond by faith. So that's the deal. I think we have to recognize that coupling there, by grace through faith.
Yeah,
that's the gift of God. So we can trust that.
Thanks, Mike, for your question. Friends, we're very grateful to each of you who have given and continue to do so to keep Basic Gospel on the air each day. And it's an amazing privilege we have to proclaim the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ. I met a man on the elevator as I was leaving the office Friday and asked him how he was doing. He replied, well, I'm good, but the bills just keep on coming. Well, here at Basic Gospel, we can relate. It's true. The bills do just keep on coming, and it's our hope to keep the good news coming, too. But we can't do it without you, friends. We need you to be a partner with us. We need your most generous gift at this time to help keep the good news coming. If this program is helping you find answers and faith to meet the challenges of an uncertain world, well, we invite you to help. We need to hear from you today if you can. You'll find a support link in the header at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC or the full number 844-412-2742. That's 844-41-BASIC or 844-412-2742. We would love to hear from you today. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, Bob Davis, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.